News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The short-term prospects for the economy remain positive despite a 0.8% contraction for the July to September quarter. Director General of the Planning Institute of Jamaica, Colin Bullock, says the positive outlook for the October to December quarter is based on preliminary data for tourism, which shows a 9.8% increase in stopover arrivals for October and a near 19% increase in cruise passenger arrivals for the same period. The agriculture, forestry, and fishing industry is also expected to rebound. Continued implementation of major growth-inducing projects and strengthened investor confidence as a result of the successful completion of the sixth review by the International Monetary Fund should also have a positive impact on economic growth.
In light of the above-mentioned factors, we expect real GDP for the October to December 2014 quarter to grow within the range of 0.5% to 1.5%. Most industries are expected to grow, with the agriculture and hotels and restaurants industries projected to record the strongest growth.
Growth for the calendar year and 2014-2015 fiscal year is also projected at 0.5 to 1.5%. The Ministry of National Security has launched an initiative geared at significantly enhancing the quality of rehabilitation provided for juvenile remandees at the South Camp and Metcalf Correctional Facilities. The Organization of American States and Trust for the Americas project is being funded by the United States Agency for International Development, USAID, at $1.93 million U.S. National Security Minister Peter Bunting says the program will provide productive alternatives for juveniles.
This administration has been placing emphasis on breaking the cycle of violence and has mandated the Department of Correctional Services to increase its focus on rehabilitation and development. In fact, this year we introduced a new program to ensure that everyone who passes through the Department of Correctional Services or one of their facilities will be exposed to some minimum level of rehabilitation.
Minister Bunting emphasizes that the initiative complements the government's community safety and security strategies. Chairman of the Logistics Hub Task Force, Dr. Eric Deans, is commending the private sector for its support of the Logistics Hub initiative. This as the government presses ahead with plans to establish Jamaica as the fourth node in the global logistics chain. Dr. Deans, who was speaking in an interview with GIS News, cited significant interest in the Kingston Wharves Total Logistics Center project.
You would have heard about the Kingston Wharves Total Logistics Center, which broke ground a couple weeks ago by the Prime Minister. Because of the interest from users of that zone, it's already oversubscribed, and they're moving to phase two in terms of development of that project.
The broadening of bilateral relationships with Jamaica's global partners and encouraging private sector investment and financing through private-public partnerships are critical components of the Logistics Hub initiative. In the meantime, Dr. Deans, who is also chairman of the Free Zone Council, says plans are far advanced for the development of the Caymanas Special Economic Zone as a major project in the Logistics Hub initiative. He says several technical studies have been completed, which will support the development, adding that a policy is already in place that will govern the project.
So in terms of where we are well positioned because we're not starting from scratch, and this will speed up the process in completing the project.
And the first supplementary estimates for the 2014-2015 financial year will be tabled in the House of Representatives on Tuesday, November 25. The estimates are to be discussed by the Public Administration and Appropriations Committee, PAAC, and will then be debated in the House of Representatives on December 9.
We would expect and hope that the PAAC would make arrangements subsequent to the laying of the supplementary estimates to have its sittings and to put the House in a position to debate the supplementary estimates on the 9th of December.
Minister of Finance and Planning, Dr. Peter Phillips, speaking in Parliament last Tuesday. Those are some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.